Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
As we continue to read of the celebration at the temple, it's hard to believe that only a few months before, the incense had been ascending from every hill and on every street corner in Jerusalem to the demon gods of Canaan. The altar was abandoned, the temple trashed, and children were being thrown into the white-hot arms of Moloch. Now, quote, they sang praises with gladness, and they bowed their heads and worshipped, 2 Chronicles 29, verse 30. Also, quote, the assembly brought in sacrifices and thank offerings, and as many as were of a willing heart brought burnt offerings. Verse 31. In fact, because the sacrifices offered were so many, quote, the priests were too few, so that they could not skin all the burnt offerings. Therefore their brethren, the Levites, helped them until the work was ended. Verse 34. Revival had been a long time in coming, but when it did, quote, Hezekiah and all the people rejoiced that God had prepared the people, since the events took place so suddenly. Verse 36. So the question must be asked, is this all too good to be true? This is a common criticism of Christianity. Robbers, murderers, headhunters, cannibals, even religious hypocrites, all transformed suddenly, in a moment, passing from death to life, from enemies of God to being his children, from hell-bound to heaven-bound, from paupers to princes? It's too good not to be true. Only God would have thought of it. As Paul wrote to the Thessalonians, quote, you turn to God from idols to serve the living and true God. 1 Thessalonians 1:9. That's exactly how it occurred here, and how it can happen today. It began in a heart, 2 Chronicles 29:10, that submitted to God's word, followed by a garbage collection, then by sanctification and renewed fellowship, leading to service, sacrifice, and worship.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.